But first, let's continue our Grammys review. Big segment, last segment, talking about the winners and the big moments. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is an old friend of the show. He is one of the best ushers in America. He's got such a reputation that they fly him all over the place to usher big events. And last night he was in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards. He was the head usher there. It's our favorite octogenarian, Jesse. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello, how are you fellas doing down there?
Hey, we're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I thank y'all for taking this call collect like this. I just didn't have the money to pay.
That's all right.
Well, we wanted to talk to you to find out what it was like at the Staples Center last night at the Grammys.
Well, wasn't that something? I just get such a kick out of that. That's about my 43rd Grammy to usher.
Wow.
And I tell you, it was a night of extremes, from extreme joy to extreme violence.
Violence?
Well, yeah, I had an incident out there when they trotted out this boy band from Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I started having, unbeknownst and unwanted by me, but I started having flashbacks to the Korean War that I served in.
That was a long time ago.
Jump up on stage, try to attack that BTS band, that little Korean boy band, tackled by security. But they wrestled my carbine out of my hand.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just went on ushering after that.
Okay, well, glad they broke it up.
Terrible flashback.
But it was interesting to see and meet some of these newer artists out there and learn about them and their careers.
Yeah, who'd you get to rub elbows with?
Well, I got to escort a young lady named J.C. Musgraves.
Casey,
that's right.
Yeah, Casey.
Right.
Yeah, she's from Texas.
Yeah, I got to escort that Casey Musgraves to the toilet about half a dozen times.
All right.
Oh yeah, I don't know whether she was nervous or what, but she had about
because of one
six,
tweet,
six or seven diarrheas.
Wow,
there were nuclear diarrheas. She had to change pants about 10 times.
Just let her enjoy one night.
Goodness.
One night, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She had leaky ass or something. It's a shame that she smelled like a porty potty.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Porty potty.
It is a shame.
Yeah, porty potty. Because she's kind of cute. But boy, she got butt problems like you wouldn't believe, George.
Well, what else?
Did you see old...
Got to be something better than that.
Play two pianos at once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was interesting, seeing her sitting down there working both hands on either side of her. I hadn't seen that since Vietnam, when we hired a woman to help two of us at once.
Jesse, we are on the air, we want to remind you.
Right now, we are.
Yeah.
And I love Dolly Parton is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
She has been the object of my Jesse lust for about 50 years now.
You're not alone.
I tell you, and I really have destroyed many a hand towel about that woman. And let me say this, they said, hey, Jesse, you get the honors of ushering Dolly Parton's to her seat.
Mm-hmm.
I ran as fast as I could, got my wheelbarrow, loaded them things up in there for her, and let her wheel them down there herself.
Jeez.
Even though I wanted to help her out and handle them. But I let her do it, because the whole Me Too, I don't want to
right,
get
right.
nothing like that.
Good move.
But she had her family there, too,
mm-hmm.
and because it was a big night, big honor for her. And I knew her family was there because, you can spot Dolly Parton's children in a crowd.
Hmm. How?
They're the ones with stretch marks around the mouths. That's how you can see her children.
She never knew that.
She's fit as a fiddle, too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Looking good for 73.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get fat like a lot of these women.
Hey.
That's Jesse.
This is supposed to be a big night, an empowering night for women. You're not really...
She's still got like a 20-inch waist on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you know why her waist is still so small, don't you?
Why is that, Jesse?
Nothing grows good in the shade.
Oh, gosh. So old.
Yeah, and me. Yeah.
Yeah, we heard you.
You know, but I tell you, it was such a night. It was a lot better than the nights when I was bayoneting Germans and the gonads and the big WW2.
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah.
Better than that. But I tell you one thing I didn't like about that night. What's this old Michelle Obama getting up there wasting our time?
You know, Jesse, we're gonna have to let you go, I think.
Right now.
We're getting close. All right, we'll see you. There goes Jesse from Los Angeles.